it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got some affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what we mean by that is you can, you know, check it out. Your whole radio day can literally rotate around what you do here, starting with the Spano and Black Attack. You can go to iHeart. You can go to TuneIn. You could go to Stitcher. It's all there for you at your disposal. You can literally grab it when you want to grab it. So if you're heading to work, you're heading to the park, you're heading to the beach, get it in a bathroom. I don't care. You can get out there and grab it literally from Jump Street. And that's a beautiful thing. Most people are heading back to work these days. You know, for those of us fortunate enough to have a job, but not everybody is in that condition. If you're out there looking and you're sitting in some waiting room right now, waiting for the guy to get to you or the girl to get to you and talk to you about coming on board as an employee, well, guess what? Tune in to a little Spano and Black. Get your mind clear as you're sitting down and getting ready for that interview. Now, what is most important for us is our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. The Jefe started it. He's made the trips to Iraq. He's made the trips to Afghanistan. He's been where most people haven't been. And, those guys and girls, those troops over there, they've been laying it on the line for us for a long time now. And guess what? Give them a hearty thanks if you see somebody on the street in a uni. They're protecting our six. They're running in when we're running away. So let's not forget that. When we come back, we're going to set the table. It's all NFL today. Predictions, picks, et al. And you know et al. He's usually wrong. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, yeah, it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast, and all football today. It's going to be predictions. It's going to be the games themselves. It's going to be a breakdown of these various different teams, why I'm picking certain teams to go to the playoffs and why I'm not picking certain teams to go to the playoffs. I'll tell you, there are going to be some bottom feeders. Certainly on paper, at least, the Jets come to mind. I think Buffalo may end up falling into that category as well, depending on how Tyrod Taylor performs. And there's a couple of other teams, and we'll discuss them as we're going forward. However, I'll tell you this much. For teams who are being picked, aside from the super elite, aside from New England, aside from Pittsburgh, aside from Seattle, for almost anybody to get into the playoffs, no BS. I'm telling you, there is a lot of opportunity, and there's a lot of good teams that are basically borderline teams getting there. Now, one would say perhaps it's mediocrity in the National Football League, but I don't think so. There's a lot of really good football teams. There's a lot of really good talent. We're about to go through, you know, we got into it a little bit with Frank Schwab yesterday. We're about to go into this for a long, long time, are not going to be there anymore. And it's coming sooner rather than later. And when you look at the next generation, that is where it's going to be determined whether or not these teams move forward, whether or not they move backwards, or whether or not they just kind of stay there. Is a lot of talent in the league. The hardest thing to evaluate right now is the quarterback position, followed very closely by the offensive tackle position, offensive line position, if you want to get really specific. You can't get around it. It's a very, very difficult situation for pro personnel guys because of the fact that nobody is running pro, or very few teams are running pro set offenses. And so it's difficult to grade. It's difficult to get a true sense of what the quarterbacks are capable or not capable of doing. The offensive linemen block in a different way. It's all reactive. They're going, most of them, off a card. They're not calling plays in the huddle. It's all about whether or not they're reading the line of scrimmage and what they're giving them collegiately with these defenses, and that in itself is always a bit different. These are not pro defenses that they're facing. It's a lot of read and react and not much else. And, you know, when it comes to that, it makes it awfully difficult for these guys to evaluate who's going to be a good quarterback coming out. And, you know, you can go back to this past weekend. You know, Rosen looked like manure to start out with. Darnold wasn't much better. Allen was way in over his head for most of that game. And, you know, these guys have the skill set as far as arms. But, again, what they're going to be capable of doing coming into the National Football League remains to be seen. And you look at the quarterbacks that are coming out this year that are in place. Very short leash in Buffalo. They're going to want to find out about Nathan Peterman. Should they lose to the Jets in week one, which is possible, Buffalo will go right to him, I would imagine. I would be very surprised if they don't. Because there's you got to find out about these guys. You look at the situation down in Jacksonville. They're ready to move on from their quarterback. I got news for you. The odds of Doug Marrone surviving as the head football coach down there took a huge hit because of the fact that even though it's not his guy, but this quarterback doesn't perform. They're probably going to be another bottom feeder and be starting from scratch. And they're going to have to grab a quarterback, and they better damn well hope this time they get it right. Unless all of a sudden the light miraculously goes on for Blake Bortles. Don't kid yourself. Bears are in place, same deal. I mean, if they look horrible, 2, 3, 4 games in, Trubisky will be under center. They're going to find out about him. Houston struggles. Deshaun Watson will be your quarterback. I mean, I listened to an interview with O'Brien yesterday. All well and good. But I'm telling you, it's short leash time for a lot of these guys. These head coaches, they don't care. This is their ass on the line. They're out of work. They don't care who came in number 1, number 9, number 90. Doesn't matter. You can play, you're going to be on the field. And if the other guy can't play or he's struggling, he'll be yanked. You know, let's not forget, I'm talking about Houston. Now, I happen to think O'Brien's a very capable head football coach. I think he proved it on the collegiate level. He certainly was when he was a very good coach when he was up in New England as an assistant. His teams have made the playoffs in Houston, but they haven't taken the next step. And evidently, I mean, he's an abrasive dude. That's no big secret. But evidently, ownership is not enamored with him leading this club going forward. Now, personally, I think if they fired him, they would make a big mistake. But in that division, with the opportunity to win football games, if he doesn't win them, he'll be gone. And he'll get another job. It's not the end of the world, but they'll be starting all over in Houston. And then another coach comes in. Watson isn't his quarterback. He inherits him. Do they start from scratch? You know the drill. I mean, we talk about this all the time. So, keeping that in mind, it's going to be an incident that happened in Vegas. Now, you know, look, there's a lot of bad stuff that goes on in the world. We have to acknowledge that there is racism in the world, and no getting around it. But Michael Bennett was talking about when he was at the Mayweather-McGregor fight that he went to a club, and in the process of going to the club, allegedly, some people ran away from what sounded like gunshots, and he was one of them. And Michael Bennett's version is that in the process of getting ahead and told him not to move or he'd blow his bleeping head off. Now, he did run. Kevin McMahill, and I saw the video. No doubt the guy's knee was in Michael Bennett's back, but they were cuffing him, and Michael Bennett is a big dude. I heard nothing of, I'm going to blow your bleeping head off. He said it was a hair-raising experience that, unfortunately, he spent a significant amount of time in custody. Well, it turns out he spent 10 minutes in custody, and they released him once they confirmed his identity. We'll pick it up on the other side right there, right after the short time. Adam Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Now, oh, baby. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. The Michael Bennett story. And again, I looked at the video. He was detained. There was a knee in his back. I didn't hear any of the things that he said was said. He did say, I wasn't doing nothing, man, a number of times. One thing that is already contradictory is that he you know, said that he was detained for an extended period of time. It turns out he was detained for 10 minutes. And they confirmed his identity and they let him go. You know, their version is different than his, which you would expect. He has retained a lawyer. Bennett said that they singled him out, pointed their guns at him for nothing more than being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he said that they pulled their guns and threatened to blow his head off. McMahill, as I said, and it was an extended news conference, I looked at the video of Bennett and I looked at the video of the news conference. Says, I can tell you as I stand here today, I see no evidence of profiling. There's no evidence that race played any role in this incident. Now, on the video going through Dre's nightclub, it was a mixed crowd after the fight. People were running. They were screaming. There was a lot of confusion. They said that Bennett was crouched down behind a gaming machine. And once Bennett was in the officer's view, this is according to the officers, he ran out the south doors, jumped over a wall into traffic. They said that's why they apprehended him. As I said, Bennett said he felt his time in custody was an eternity due to the brutal way that the officers treated him. He was in custody for 10 minutes and released. Now, according to McMahill, Mr. Bennett at the scene had the incident explained to him by a supervisor, and he said that he understood and had no problem with what the officers did. However, McMahill went on to say that Bennett did actually mention having an issue with one of the cops who he said claimed that the officer pointed a gun at his head. And that's what they're going to investigate. Now, I'm looking at the still of the end of the video, and there is something pointed at Bennett's head. It does not look like a gun. Could be a taser, because they're a little more squarish. This is squarish. I don't know. Which is good, which is why all cops should be wearing cameras, right? Because the truth will come out one way or the other. They have hours of video footage. Because if you go to Vegas, I don't care where you are, there's video of you somewhere, which in some cases that's not a good thing. But there is video everywhere. In Vegas, at the nightclubs, on the streets, in the bars, at the airport, Vegas is a crazy, crazy place, and they want it to be. McMahill noted that the two officers were Hispanic. And he didn't believe it was a case of racial profiling because of that, which is pretty dumb. There's 126 pieces of video out there. So we're going to see how it plays out. We're going to find out. He's retained a lawyer, and of course, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon right away. Now, you know, again, and this is where you have to at least take into account natural reactions. If somebody thought they heard gunshots, the natural reaction is to run away. I get that. But from the video that was there, it seems as if. Now, You don't run from the cops, especially if you've done nothing wrong. Look, my old man was a cop. He told me very distinctly what to do and what not to do when you're a policeman. I mean, when you're apprehended by a policeman for anything. Make sure your hands are visible. Don't move. Yeah, and I'm a white guy. I know black people have gone through very traumatic things involving the dad told me the do's and don'ts when it involved a policeman. And they're pretty much the same for everybody. Keep your hands visible and don't run away. And he ran away. Now, we're going to find out. The videos aren't going to lie. Now, I think one thing that's a fly in the ointment involving the system is that these cameras need to be on perpetually. I think the technology exists. If you're responding to, I mean, sitting in the car, you can't keep a camera running it. But if you're responding to anything and you're calling into Central, and Central is aware you're going to a location, they should activate the body cameras and keep them running until you call in and say the incident is done. That's all. But like I said, even with the particular officer's body camera off, there's plenty of video around. Plenty of video around. And if that ends up being the case, then he's going to look like an idiot. If it ends up being a case that it was nothing, Bennett's going to look like an idiot and a liar, and it will set back the cause of people who are unfairly profiled and who are treated with brutality because of a false claim. Now, if it turns out that the Las Vegas cop did do this and he was overreactive, well, then he goes. Fire him. That's all. Get rid of them. And you go from there. At BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. To the action. We got a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to make predictions in this last segment. We'll do it a little bit backwards and then get into the games in hour two and break them all down for you. There's some good storylines as always. Injury comes into play. Who's going to succeed? Who's going to fail? As we talk about on here all the time, the healthiest team at the end of the year wins. The championship to New England, you better think about that. Because they're not the healthiest team. They're scrambling because of Edelman. And they've got to figure out how they're going to replace that yardage, those catches, and everything else that goes along with it. And that's all well and good. because they still got Tom Brady, but they got 40-year-old Tom Brady. And do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Yeah, I'll give you one right off the bat. Yeah, I think they're going to make the playoffs. But do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? We'll have that discussion in the next segment. Because there's a lot of heavy lifting to be done in a lot of areas. So we'll see. It will be fun. It's always going to be a fun season. Always is in the National Football League. With that being said, we're going to tap on the brakes. We're going to step aside. When we come back, I'll give you my playoff predictions and my Super Bowl winners right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Works for me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get right to it. Look, in the National Football League, there are a lot of really good football teams, as we talked about, and there are some givens. New England Patriots, they're a given. And they've gotten to the point where they're a given even if Tom Brady goes down, which, you know, rarely happens, but he has missed time. And with Garoppolo back there, once they made the decision to move Jacoby Brissett, Well, they have put themselves in a position now where they're almost bulletproof. Now, are they bulletproof to the point where they're going to automatically win? No. Every team has to go through the process and run the gauntlet. But the reality is just they are more talented than any team within their division. And that being said, there is, I don't see any real challenger in the AFC East for them. I think that they are head and shoulders above everybody in there. I think the Dolphins are a pretty good team. And I think the Dolphins will make the playoffs. So I'm giving you one of my wild cards. But I think ultimately, New England injury. They've done a very good job, I think, of getting replacements as best as they can. You know, they have Cooks. They made the trade. They got Dorsett in. I was joking with Schwab yesterday and said, you know, Philip Dorsett's going to turn into a Hall of Famer. But let's be honest about it. This is a first-round guy that's been in the league 2 years, going into his third year. He started the show last year. You know, not outstanding, but dependable. He had 33 receptions for 528 yards and 2 touchdowns. Well, you throw him into that mix with Danny Amendola, with Brandon Cooks. You know, let's forget, Cooks is 23 years old. He had 78 receptions for 1,173 yards last year at age 23. He somehow came into the league at 19. He was so young and so raw. And Tom Brady is going to find a way to find him. Gronk's on the field as of right now. You know, Chris Hogan, who is the veteran of the group, is dependable. The ex-lacrosse player. And Danny Amendola, who is a poor man slot receiver. He's got enough weapons. The offensive line is solid. They keep just replacing the parts, and yet they manage to protect Brady. The running back, it's been running back by committee. I do think, unfortunately, they are going to miss LeGarrette Blount down on the goal line. I think they're hoping Gillisley can do that. We'll see. Everybody in their offensive backfield can catch the ball. And they have enough. And when you look at that defense, it's the same deal. One of the best defensive backfields out there. It's a bunch of no-names up front. But they got, you know, typical reclamation project in David Harris, who still has something left. Dont'a Hightower, obviously, is a star. And over and over and over again, Belichick proves that, you know, when you're on his team, he coaches you up. That's just how it is. Old guys, young guys, guys that weren't drafted, doesn't matter. You just are a better ball player when Bill Belichick is your coach. Now, one concern I would have with this football team, well, a couple of concerns. I do have a concern that you got a 40-year-old quarterback, and Tom Brady, no Tom Brady, he's 40 years old. I don't care if he drinks soy protein or milk or never touches olive oil or whatever, I don't care. He's 40 years old. So if he gets popped and he gets hurt, it's going to be a tougher process for him. Question I have, and again, offensively they'll get it done. Because even if it's Garoppolo, he's so ingrained into their system now that it really doesn't matter. And I think ultimately, well, first of all, he's going to take over for him somewhere down the line. They've already got their quarterback of the future, which, hello, teams, pay attention. Draft a quarterback every year until you find one that works. Because you'll know more in practice. And you'll find out in practice whether or not they have the wherewithal to play in the NFL rather than just guessing coming out of college. And I'm talking about the teams with established quarterbacks. Giants finally did that with Davis Webb this year. They're going to find out within a year or two. Eli's still there. If Davis Webb can slot in after the fact, he's going to be the Giant quarterback of the future, and they won't miss a beat. If he's not, they'll have another one in there. You know, they had Ryan Nassib before him. He wasn't the guy. But I digress. What I'm worried about here with New England is where are they going to get the pass rush from? Damn good defensive end. Their linebackers don't have the sack stats anymore, easy for me to say. You know, Lawrence Guy, you know, he's okay. But he's nothing to write home about. It all comes from the right side. He and Malcolm Brown. And Malcolm Brown's an interior player. Nobody's going to confuse him with Snacks Harrison. So, where is the pressure coming from? Now, they get creative on defense. We know that. The way they're structured, they get it. Their special teams don't make mistakes. Gutkowski and Allen are as good as they get. You know, again, one of those other quiet guys, Ryan Allen, has a Super Bowl ring, 44 and a half yards per punt, and he can go directional when you need him to. And as I said, giving you one of the wild cards, I do like Miami as a wild card. Not because they're head and shoulders above other teams that I considered for the wild card. But the thing about Miami is that it their schedule, and people are saying how daunting it is. I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, the game with Tampa Bay was postponed, so they got an extra week to prepare for the Chargers. It's out in L.A., so it's going to be a tough game because the Chargers are pretty solid. But you run down their schedule, it's the Jets, New Orleans, Tennessee, Atlanta, the Jets again, the Ravens, Oakland, Carolina, Tampa, New England. Back end of it gets pretty tough. But they have Buffalo twice at the end. And I can see a 10, you know, steal a couple of games against the tougher guys. They get Oakland at home. 10-6, 9-7, they might sneak in. Obviously, I like the addition of Cutler. They didn't waste any time. And see, that was the other thing, too. I mean, you know, when you look at their ownership group, that can win. And we're not going to blow a year because Tannehill got hurt. But you look at the wide receivers, Jarvis Landry, Kenny Stills. They're good. They don't have a ton of depth there. Offensive line is rock solid. But Mike Pouncey has to be in there. If he's hurt, they got problems. And that'll kill Jay Cutler. Cutler, I think this is the redemption of his career right here. Julius Thomas, they're expecting big things out of. He's backed up by a solid tight end in Anthony Fasano. And then Jay Ajayi has to have the kind of year that he had last year. Their 4-3 defense is solid. Adrian Branch. Alonzo needs to stay on the field, but their linebacker core is terrific. And they protect an average defensive backfield. But if they can get up after the passer, all of a sudden that defensive backfield looks pretty good. And, you know, therefore, I'm a-thinking that it's going to go that way. Going to the north before we go to break, and we'll start with Pittsburgh. They're going to win the division, and they're going to win it pretty easily. Cincinnati, I don't know what the hell to expect out of them. Cleveland is going to be much better than people think. And the Ravens are in a tough spot. And we'll give them a little talk and a little love in the mini break. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, offensive line, first rate. Wide receivers with Bryant, Brown, Darius Haywood-Bey, James and McDonald at the tight end. They brought McDonald in. Jesse James is solid. And a three-headed running attack. Unless Roethlisberger gets hurt, it's probably going to be the most prolific offense in the National Football League. And if not, it's going to be one of the top three. No getting around it. And they've done enough on defense to make it happen. The linebackers are there. TJ Watt beat out James Harrison, who's now kind of roaming around with everybody. We'll see if the production level stays up, but they got a fallback plan with him. Shazier and Dupree. They grabbed Joe Hayden from Cleveland. You know, they've done enough, believe me. Cameron Hayward. Wreak havoc. You know, are they a great defensive group? No. But they can do enough. And if they can do enough with that offense, Pittsburgh's going to win a lot of games. Step aside for a second. I'm Bob Black. You are not. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, yeah, it is. You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, again, I'm loving Pittsburgh. A lot. I picked them last year. I was just a year early, I think. No great surprise here. I'm going to pick them to go to the Super Bowl over New England, so we'll give you that one as well. But within their division, I just don't see a ton of competition. I think that Cleveland's going to be significantly better than people think, which, you know, agree with me, disagree with me, don't care. I think the play Flacco during the course of the regular season, and I'm going to be curious to see how he stands up when he gets hit, because, you know, I'm looking at their offensive line. It's nothing special. It's okay. They're rock solid at left tackle and right tackle, but in the middle, eh. They don't have good running backs. Danny Woodhead out of the backfield is really it for them. They're okay at tight end. Ben Watson on the back end. They got Macklin and Wallace, who are both good, but again, no depth. And they're going to have to make it up on defense, and on defense, they're not quite there yet. They're still trying to redo it. I see them as a middle-of-the-road team. I see them as a 7-9, 8-8. At best, maybe even a 6-10. So we'll see. Anyway, that's it for this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more NFL right after the news. Don't go anywhere. I am Bob Black, and this is The Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just want to make sure everybody in Florida understands the significance of this.
Florida Governor Rick Scott speaking on NBC's Today Show after the storm named Irma slams into Barbuda, St. Martin, and the British Virgin Islands, devastating them and giving Puerto Rico a glancing blow, leaving a million people without power. Here's Sharon Reed.
The Category 5 storm has sustained winds of 180 miles an hour and gusts up to 220. The National Hurricane Center's forecast shows the storm hitting southeastern Florida early early Sunday.
But Florida's Governor Scott says not everything's known yet about Irma's track, so everyone in Florida needs to get ready.
We can get hurricane winds on both coasts.
President Trump pushing congressional Republicans aside to support a Democratic funding plan that links Hurricane Harvey disaster aid to a three-month extension of government funding and three-month boost in the debt ceiling. This is USA Radio News.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Facebook acknowledges it sold ads of a politically divisive nature to a Russian company during the U.S. presidential election. And Tom Roberts has that story.
Facebook representatives told congressional investigators Wednesday that it traced the ads to a Russian troll farm that has a history of promoting pro-Kremlin propaganda. The ads totaled about $100,000, and some specifically named GOP nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. On a blog posted Wednesday, Facebook's chief security officer said they were cooperating with the investigation into Russian meddling in the election, and the ads have been shut down.
U.S. military officials say an American was wounded in an apparent suicide attack at an airbase in Afghanistan, and the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the Wednesday attack, saying it was in revenge for leaflets distributed by U.S.-led NATO forces. They claim the leaflet depicted a dog with a verse from the Quran across its body and was highly offensive to Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
The federal government will not punish United Airlines for a passenger being dragged off a flight earlier this year. The Department of Transportation deciding not to fine the airline after it did investigate that April incident at Chicago's O'Hare Airport that went viral. Dr. David Dow was dragged off the United flight after refusing to give up his seat so that a United crew could fly. He's reached an undisclosed settlement with the airline, but again, the feds are not going to further fine United. Years later, and researchers are still learning about the impacts from 9/11. Now they say children exposed to 9/11 dust in New York City are showing an early risk for heart disease.
NYU Langone Health researchers looked at nearly 3,000 kids, mostly young adults now, who breathed in ashes and fumes from a toxic debris cloud that enveloped Lower Manhattan following the 9/11 attack. 16 years later, researchers are seeing elevated levels of artery-hardening fats in the children's blood.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler reporting. And a young English girl might have a new claim to the British throne, as 7-year-old Matilda Jones and her family were at a lake in Cornwall last week when she fished out a 4-foot sword from the water, right at the same spot where, according to legend, King Arthur's Excalibur was thrown back to the Lady of the Lake after his death. Matilda's father, though, says he believes what she found is really just an old film prop. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we had a lot going on. It's NFL preview. I'm starting to give you some of my playoff teams and what direction we're going to go in. I've already given you my Super Bowl team coming out of the East. And then in this hour as well, we're going to break down the games that are coming up starting tonight and working their way through the weekend. But, you know, again, we have fun. We enjoy it. And I'm going to skip the fun and frivolity of going through all the other stuff, just to keep in mind the American Forces Radio Network and those kids. But other than that, in the AFC, other than Pittsburgh, I just don't see Baltimore having the depth. They've been trying to address it. They're getting there slowly but surely, but they're not there yet. Defensively, they're not up to snuff. And Flacco doesn't have enough weapons. And that's part of it, and I'm also questioning his health. Cleveland is going to be a much improved team. Greg Williams is the best defensive coordinator in football. He proves it year in and year out. One issue that they're going to be dealing with, which, again, injury, health, the healthiest are the winners. Myles Garrett came down with a high ankle sprain. And they're going to hold him out. He's going to be inactive for a few weeks. And that's smart. I mean, it's frustrating for the player. He's going to want to play through it. He's looked like he's the real deal. But keep him out. DeShone Kizer starts. That's the quarterback. Nothing else going on in that division that's noteworthy, really. I'm telling you. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout and continue with the NFL. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or remodeler, our Pro Plus services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. Well, you know, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And talking AFC North. I don't see anything out there, honestly, that is going to disrupt anything in there that I've talked about. Baltimore will have a shot, but it and Cleveland is a work in progress. You know, it's there's not much else to go to be completely honest. And you know, again, this is where it falls into the category of some rumbling, as it were. But do the Bengals have talent? Sure they do. They also have an ant coach. They have terrific running backs. They have a really good defense. And they never end up having the chemistry that makes it work. Also, their offensive line got decimated. They lost the best guard in football. You know, Jake Fisher has been an underachiever thus far. Tyler Eifert's good, but not great. AJ Green is great. Brandon LaFell is very good, but not elite, and he's 30 at this point. So we'll see. Cincinnati is one of those weird teams that everything happens right or everything doesn't happen right, and they go into the toilet. So but we shall see. And I want your opinion on it. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Elsewhere, if you look at the rest of the conference, where it gets really interesting, and I think the South, I think Indianapolis is in deep, deep trouble, because I don't know that Andrew Luck is going to be healthy. If he is healthy and he plays up to Andrew Luck's standards, they can beat anybody on any given day, but I don't see that going on. Jacksonville is going to be one of the worst teams in the National Football League. And I think the division is going to come down to Houston and Tennessee. And the thing is that Tennessee has a quarterback and Houston doesn't, at least in theory. Now, Marcus Mariota is there. He is first rate as far as his evolution. He's still not, in my eye, he has not convinced me yet that he's the guy. But I think within their system and how they run and where they run and what they run with Murray and Henry running the football, I think they'll have enough to get it done. Their defense is good. It's not as good as Houston's. It's still a bunch of no-names, but they get it done. They really do. A little weak in the defensive backfield. But their front seven is first rate. The edge is at quarterback. And I think that's going to be their edge as far as being able to win the division. And I think Tennessee will win the division, albeit barely, over Houston. And Houston, for all its flaws, where they're not flawed is on defense. You know, it's the magic is going to be whether or not Tom Savage, who can throw the football, you know, for those of you who don't remember him from college, he can throw the damn football. He's had trouble staying on the field. You know, he came out of Pitt with a cannon arm. He's 27 years old, so he should be able to figure out any defense that's out there at this point in time. The biggest challenge that they're going to have to get is whether or not he being O'Brien, takes the leash off and just lets him do it. Because they can't... You saw it in the playoffs, it was a complete mess down there with the quarterbacks, but you got to let your quarterback make plays. They've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the best in the business. They've got Will Fuller, who's really good and continuing to evolve. And they've got, you know, a good tight end. Their running backs are good. I mean, when Lamar Miller's on the field, you know, he's as good as anybody out there. But again, he's going into his sixth year and mileage on the tires, as it were. So we'll see. But they're going to be challenged offensively, which is ironic because O'Brien is an offensive coach. Defensively, they have the best defense in football, if J.J. Watt's on the field. J.J. Watt, D.J. Reader, Christian Covington, Whitney Mercilus, Benardrick McKinney, Brian Cushing, Jadeveon Clowney. There ain't nobody better. That is a formidable defense. They get pressure from both sides of the field. With Clowney and Mercilus, they're after it constantly. Clowney came into his own last year, and he's going to continue to get better. One would make the argument he's better served at defensive end, but they've got him at a stand-up linebacker position. But they bring it to you from all angles. The biggest key for them is whether or not J.J. Watt's on the field, because if J.J. Watt is on the field, they're a Super Bowl defense. And if they get any level of quarterback play, I'll be wrong about who wins the division. So, I have them finishing behind Tennessee, but I also have them in the playoffs as a wild card. Because I think they'll be able to get enough done individually. Poor Indianapolis is going to get whipped on all year. And it's ironic that in this year of the quarterback, their great quarterback is going to be the reason why that they don't win football games. They made the move for Jacoby Brissett. I promise you, once they lose in week one, which they will, he's going to be under center because they don't want to lose this season. Because they recognize the weaknesses of the other teams within their division as well, and they want to make some noise. And they'll find out whether or not Brissett can be one of those guys, because then they may not have to address their quarterback situation should this be the beginning of the end for Andrew Luck. And I'm playing worst-case scenario here, and I talked about it yesterday. There's something not right going on with that shoulder. They're nursing him. They're babying him. I get it. You don't want him to take a hit, but you haven't been able to keep him upright his entire damn career. And now they're hedging their bets on whether or not he's even going to be able to come back and be the kind of performer that he was. Something's going on there. It's a bad situation. And if you're a Colt fan, you cannot be happy with what you're seeing thus far. They just never get it right. They got a new GM. Let's see if he ends up getting it right. He's in there for the long haul. I'm in there for the long haul as well. We're going to tap out. When we come back, we'll be back with you here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Spano and Black Attack,
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack, Bob Black. Sending Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And talking football, and really talking football, and breaking it down for you like we only can here on the attack. And, you know, it's easy to go chalk. You know, there are certain trends, but as in each and every year, it's certainly, there are always surprise teams. Are going to be surprise teams. And, you know, look, it's the no fun league. It's the let's be healthy league. It's the who's healthy and who's standing at the end of the year league. It's the who gets suspended league. It's the, you know the drill. And like I said, I like Tennessee in that division, although I'm not passionate about it. I like Houston as well. If they get quarterback play, I can certainly see them taking it away. But we'll see. But again, that's also one of the intriguing, because if you have to roll over to Deshaun Watson, and you know, whether or not he's capable of doing that will remain to be seen. And that will be at the end of the Tom Savage era. Now, if they win with Tom Savage, then you got a whole can of worms that'll be opened up somewhere down the line. But honestly, it you know, going to be interesting. That division in itself is going to be interesting. And for the right reasons. You know, for the right reasons. But again, and I do have Houston going into the playoffs as the wild card. The common consensus is that the Oakland Raiders are going to be the winner of that division. The only problem is that you have three really good teams in that division. And you have one team that ain't as bad as everybody thinks. And, you know, that's the issue. You know. And then, again, health will come into play here and all the things we love to talk about. But who's going to play? Who's going to get it done? Because each of these teams have deep weaknesses. And we'll start with Oakland. Now, Oakland, they get quarterback play, obviously. You saw what happened last year when they didn't get quarterback play. They went into the commode. They have one of the best offensive lines, if not the best offensive line in football, coached up by Tom Cable. They have good running backs, not great running backs, and I think that's going to be one of the keys. They finally have a backup for Derek Carr in E.J. Manuel. And their wide receivers, consisting of Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, and Cordarrelle Patterson. We'll see with Cordarrelle. Guy can run faster than the wind. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's all on a straight line. You know, they've got to have some things happen here. Now, offensively, they're going to put up a ton of points. The question is on defense. And boy, is it a question. Because they got nothing other than Khalil Mack. And all I keep hearing out of that is, wow, it's Khalil Mack. Well, if you don't think an offensive coordinator can game plan about one guy, then you don't know football. Khalil Mack's a beast. He might have 20 sacks this year. Unfortunately, his entire team had 25 sacks last year. No joke. You know, Bruce Irwin, who's now 29 years old, you know, he had a solid year last year, 7 sacks. But he is exactly what he is right now. You know, he's in his 6th year. He's a 5 to 7 sack guy. And that's it. He's never turned into the dominating guy that they thought he was going to be. And by the way, he's a completely one-dimensional player. Doesn't stuff the run. You know, this is why Seattle cut him loose. Their defensive backfield is okay. Nothing great. They got young guys back there. A lot of young guys. They have young guys in the linebacker positions. You know, Melifonwu out of Connecticut, he can play. They're high on him. And he's a big, hard-hitting dude. 6'4", 244 pounds. But he's green as grass. Garyon Conley, same way. I mean, here's a guy, consensus, should have been in the first round. You knew the issues. But he's been hurt. He's got a bruised shin right now. But he's going to be in there sooner rather than later. And that, if anything, that's it. If they get play out of the young guys, because otherwise it's going to be really difficult for them. Kansas City is rock solid as far as talent. Kansas City also has a monster schedule. They start, you know, tonight in New England. They go to Philly. I'm sorry, they host Philly, my bad. Travel west to the Chargers. They get the Skins. They get Houston. They get Pittsburgh. They get Oakland. They get Denver. They get Pittsburgh, Oakland, Denver, Dallas, Giants. Oakland's on the road. Dallas is on the road. Giants are on the road. Houston's are on the road. Then they get the Jets and Buffalo. A little breather if they survive. And finish out with Oakland, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and finish up with the Broncos. The Chiefs are a good football team. They're a good football team that's not going to make the playoffs. They're just going to take too many losses, starting with tonight. Denver, you know their situation. And it's not that they're a bad football team. They just don't have a quarterback. Paxton Lynch looks like he's going to be a washout. Now, I say give the man a little more time. But they are not high on him. Before the end of the season, Brock Osweiler could very well be your starting quarterback. And what does that say? Demaryius Thomas still getting it done. The offensive line is good, not great. Emmanuel Sanders still getting it done, but he's 30 years old. Thomas is 29 years old. Look, their outside receivers are terrific receivers. And their defense is one of the best in football. But, you know, you can't have Trevor Siemian throwing for 3,400 yards. He's got to go to 4,500 for them to win football games. You know, one of the comments was, I got a kick out of this, you know. Locker room. Well, that's the only thing he reminds you of Peyton Manning with. Come on. Lynch ain't ready. And like I said, Osweiler knows the system, so he's going to be your quarterback before it's all said and done. Now, defensively, come on. They're great. Von Miller's still the man. They've taken some hits, but he's still the man. And you got the Wolf on the outside. Come on, please. The Wolf. Derek Wolf, good player. You know, but they've taken some hits with their depth as well. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either. I think it's Oakland's division, albeit by a hair. And I think, unfortunately, for the other teams in that division, and like I said, San Diego's better than people think. But for the other teams within that division, they're just going to beat the hell out of one another. And Kansas City, I'm telling you, Chief fans, you're in for a long one. Not because they're a bad team. They're just going up against the best of the best all year. We're the best of the best right here. Let's tap out. We'll pick it up with our predictions on the other side.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
And before we get to the actual games, we'll go through the NFC. And I think the NFC is a little more clear-cut than the AFC. I'm going to pick the Giants in the East. Their offensive line is lacking, but nothing else is. They have the weapons. They have the quarterback. The defense is one of the three best in football, and they're going to get it done. They added another weapon in Ingram, Beckham, Marshall. Don't forget the kid out of Oklahoma. He's really, really good. If they get any level of running, just to keep it honest. And again, I think the pressure really falls on Eli this year to get it done. He was wildly inaccurate last year, but he had people around his feet constantly. And if they protect him just a little bit better, they might end up winning less football games, but actually being a better football team. A little bit of surprise up north, and I like the Lions. I like them a lot. I think they're better than Green Bay. Green Bay does not have a running attack. You'll say, yeah, well, neither do the Lions. Yeah, they don't. You're right. But if the Lions can get any level of running attack out of Abdullah, out of Riddick, and Abdullah, till he got hurt, you know, 18 for a buck 01. I mean, the guy can play. So we'll see. You know, he had 597 on 143 carries, 4.2 yards as a rookie. Their offensive line is better. Stafford has come into his own, and Jim Bob Cooter knows what the hell he's doing. But it should be good enough. And it's not that I dislike Green Bay. I've got them in there as a wild card. But their defense is still not great. Aaron Rodgers is another year older. And they cannot run the football. Montgomery is not a running back. They may pass him off as one, but he's not. I'd like Atlanta. I think there'll be some Super Bowl. New Orleans is not quite there yet. Carolina, I don't know what to make of them. And again, you got a quarterback coming off a shoulder. Carolina's defense has aged. They have not solved their defensive backfield problems. I think how they use Christian McCaffrey is going to go a long way in determining whether or not they can compete for that division. You know, we'll see. We'll see. But even at that, I don't think that kind of being good enough. I contemplated going back and forth between them and the Bucks as far as their wild card situation. I'm leaning with the Bucks just because of the health of the quarterback. So I may end up biting a bullet on this one and looking bad, but I think the Bucks will edge out Carolina for the wild card position. Out west, it's Seattle. I mean, Arizona, unfortunately, and I picked them last year, the window is closed. And I'll make you this prediction right here, right now. Next year, Arizona will be the worst team in football. Carson Palmer's going to retire. Larry Fitzgerald's going to retire. Their head football coach is going to retire. And Arizona will bottom out and have to start all over again. The Rams suck. They're trying to do it on the fly. And San Francisco sucks. They're trying to do it on the fly, too. You know, they'll have their moments, both teams. We'll see how Jared Goff progresses or doesn't progress, because they may be looking for a quarterback in the draft, too. Again. But Seattle is just dominant. I mean, they're better than everybody else. They're probably going to sweep the division. And if they do that, they're on their way to the Super Bowl. And speaking of the Super Bowl, those are my matchups. I got Seattle coming out of the NFC, and I have Pittsburgh coming out of the AFC. We'll see who's healthiest and who's playing the best ball at the time. I don't make the Super Bowl prediction ahead of time. I'm like going to the playoffs. Going to the Super Bowl, I should say. So again, if you missed it, AFC, New England, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Oakland, wild cards, Houston and Miami. NFC, the Giants, the Lions, Atlanta, Seattle, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Feel free to chime in. Now, Tampa and Miami have been scheduled due to postponed due to Irma. Completely understandable. But for the games that are there, Kansas City at New England tonight. I love New England in this. Brady's 8-0 at home in his career in openers. And, again, this is the start of a rough year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Should Kansas City win this football game? Well, they're going to prove me wrong, because that'll tell them that they can win against anybody. But I have a feeling it's going to be ugly for them, and not because they're a bad team. The Jets in Buffalo, starting on Sunday. I'm picking the Jets. Yeah, because I think, you know, for all the talk of tank with the New York Jets, they still have a really good defense. So does Buffalo. They have a really good defense. Both the quarterbacks are mediocre. Buffalo has the edge in running. But it's warm weather. Everybody. The Jets are going to win their first football game. They may not win many more, but they're going to win their first football game against Buffalo. And let's not forget, Buffalo's going Tank City, too. At least from the moves that I've seen them make. They traded away their premier weapons. They traded away their premier defensive back. They have Shady McCoy. And they got Tyrod Taylor back on the field. But that's not necessarily a good thing. And if Buffalo goes down early in this season, and what I mean is by an 0-3 starter, an 0-4 starter, something along those lines, Nate Peterman's going to be back behind quarterback, because they're going to want to find out about him right away. Bears, Atlanta going into Chicago. Boy, what an unwinnable situation for Mike Glennon. You get the defending NFC champion coming into town right away. Marginal home field advantage, because it's, I was talking to a buddy of mine actually who's up there right now, and he said it's cold, but it's not unbearably cold. So, and Chicago just frankly isn't that good yet. But you'll be hearing the howls for Mitchell Trubisky in the second half, if not the second quarter. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Cincinnati will win this one. Flacco's had no reps. He's come. Cincinnati, and then they'll fall flat on their face again. But they'll win this football game. Pittsburgh goes to Cleveland. Cleveland's going to make this a little bit of a battle for a while. Don't kid yourself. They got a lot of optimism there. But Myles Garrett isn't going to play. And that hurts them, because they just don't have any depth. Pittsburgh will win. It'll be comfortable at the end. But Cleveland's going to hang around for a half. And DeShone Kizer thrown to the Lions right away. And speaking of the Lions, they're hosting Arizona. I talked to you about the limitations of Arizona. Control with Arizona against Detroit's defense. Let's see how it works. I like Detroit. I like what they're doing. I think their offensive coordinator, albeit for a couple of DWs in his past, probably will end up being a head football coach somewhere, but I think that will keep people from doing it for a little while. And Detroit will win the football game. Houston hosts Jacksonville. Houston's going to get off to a good start. You know, it's the matchup of the Houston wide receivers against the problem is, and I mean, Blake Bortles is going to get chewed up and spit out by this Houston defense. Ain't no question in my mind. Oakland versus Tennessee. Tough test for both teams right away. And I'll tell you something. I'm taking Tennessee in this game. And I'll tell you why. This is Oakland's worst nightmare right here. They're going in against a team that is ground and pound. Well, Oakland it's a big problem. No joke. Oakland, look, they're going to win football games this year. Like I said, I picked them. They've got a fatal flaw in defense. This is their worst matchup right here. And Tennessee, they're no mystery. They're going to run the football. They're going to loosen the leash on Marcus Mariota. Just a little bit. And they're going to win this football game. Because you can't outscore everybody. People forget, last year, down in New Orleans, because they opened up on the road last year as well, Jack Del Rio, Riverboat Jack, all of a sudden going for it against New Orleans, wins them that football game and propelled their season going forward. They don't win that game. There's no telling what would have happened. Everybody's thinking Super Bowl with Oakland. In the words of our friend Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. They don't have a good defense. And it's going to bite them this weekend. Philadelphia at Washington? I don't know what to make of the East. I really don't. They surrounded them with a bunch more weapons. I think Philly goes on the road and wins this one. And if they do, this is the start of a good season for them. It'll give them a lot of confidence. If they don't, then the questions are going to arise. Will the kid have the sophomore slump? Washington, I don't like them all that much. I think they're the bottom feeder of the division, but they do have talent. And Cousins is playing for his career. He ain't going to be a Redskin next year, I promise you that much. And if they should bottom out, you know, they may even move him before then. The luckless Colts at the Rams. Tolzien's going to start. Rams are going to win. They're going to win this game. On the road with the Colts. A bad team against a bad team. Rams will do enough to get it done, I promise you. So, we'll see. Seattle at Green Bay. For lack of a better, Green Bay's got its hands full. I think Seattle's going to want to make a statement from Jump Street. I think they want to go out there, prove to Green Bay that they're the class of the conference. And I don't think Green Bay's going to have an answer defensively. I really don't. So I like Seattle on the road against Green Bay. When we come back, Carolina at San Francisco, Giants at Dallas. Right after this short timeout, I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Last two games that we'll get to. Carolina going after San Francisco. San Francisco is not going to be an easy out, but they are kicking it. They're trying to figure out right now whether or not they're going to spend the money on Kirk Cousins or whether or not they're going to dive into the draft. That's going to be John Lynch's biggest challenge going forward. You know, Shanahan doesn't have a ton to work with, but they're going to play hard. They're going to play well most weeks. This is a, you know, here it is, week one. It's a must win for Carolina because this is the game. This is a game they need to win because they're going to have it tough enough in other instances. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of game that there could be a no doubter when it comes to this. McCaffrey's going to be in San Francisco. He's going to make their life miserable in his opening game. For the Giants in Dallas, Zeke's going to play. Dallas still has significant weaknesses on defense. They keep trying to get better. Their offensive line against the Giants' defensive line is a wash. I don't think Dallas can stop the level of weapons that the Giants have. We'll see if Odell Beckham Jr. plays or not. If he doesn't, maybe we're having a different conversation come Monday. But I like the Giants in this. They've got Zeke's number. They've got Dak's number. They pressured him. They beat him up last year. He just doesn't play well against them. We'll see whether or not Dak is ready to take the next step as well, because how he performs against the Giants, I think, is going to go a long way in determining how they do this year. And, oh, by the way, in case you didn't notice, I don't have him in the playoffs. So we'll see how it plays out. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have fun. I'm down tomorrow. And we will talk to you at some point next week. We'll see when. I'm Black. You're not. Have a great day, everybody.